The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour here. Plenty of time for your call and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And doing an open phones radio show, you never know who is going to call in. He's still on hold. If you're tuned in the last hour, Shannon called in from North Carolina. And he said his life has been turned upside down ever since an incident that happened. It appears to have happened several years ago there in North Carolina, where he found a foot inside a grill that he had purchased, a human foot. And he suggested that we do a little digging, try to research his case. I have done that. I did find the video to which he was referencing. The video is on MH10809 channel on YouTube. If you search for Man Finds Human Foot Inside a Grill, it will come up. But I'm going to just go ahead and play it. It's a fairly short video, and then we're going to bring Shannon on, who is the subject of this piece, to further comment on what happened and how his life apparently has changed. He says that he's being hounded by news media for comment on this. And, well, let me get into the story here from one of the local television stations.
See, this smoker, it is making national headlines, and the story starts right here in our own backyard.
Kind of unbelievable. A maiden man was hoping the grill would be the centerpiece of his backyard. But as Kristen Hampton shows us, a surprise inside may have ruined his appetite for a while.
Never a dull moment around.
When it comes to Shannon Wisnett, you might could say that again.
Something weird happened to me all the time.
This story, weird indeed. It all started with this innocent old smoker grill. Wisnett bought it at an auction after the owner of one of these storage units didn't pay up on his bill. Wisnett took his treasure home. Pretty quick thereafter, he called 911.
And what's the problem there?
I got a human foot.
Have a what?
A human left foot.
What's your name?
My name's Shannon Winston. It's from Nasty. Got me grossed out.
Rolex couldn't help.
His first, the man realizes the guy just said he has a human foot, a yep. human left foot. The first question is, yeah, I'm going to have your name. First thing he wants to know.
And you look at the lower third here on this this video, lower third being the little bar that they put across the bottom of the screen to give you some information. It's got his name, Shannon Wisnett, and then he's titled as Foot Finder.
Yep. We took a foot count here at home, and we have at least one more than we
than
should have.
Yeah.
Tempto couldn't help. My stomach was in bad shape yesterday after I found this. Mm-hmm.
Wrapped up in some screen wire inside the smoker, a foot with a good section of lower leg attached.
I said, oh, my God, there's a human foot. My mother and her boyfriend said, I said, look for yourself. Five toes, five toenails.
A human foot.
Hard not to crack a smile now that cops know nothing criminal happened. Indeed, it was just a man who'd had his leg amputated years ago and wanted to keep it in this grill in this shed. Wisnett now has sole ownership of the foot smoker, as he calls it, and even thought of keeping the bonus inside.
And maybe Shannon will be able to answer this when we bring him back on the line here, but was it a cooked foot? Did the man whose foot it was
at all, no.
go ahead and cook it? Well, if not, I mean, it'd be pretty nasty after it sat in a... I mean, either way, whether it was cooked or not, it'd be pretty nasty after it sat in a storage shed inside this grill and in no way being preserved at all.
I look forward to what Shannon has to say.
There's a little bit more to this video here.
Suing the foot, just as a conversation piece, religious or not, put it in an airtight box with a glass window on it.
For now, no peep shows for the foot. The cops are trying to get it back to its owner, and Wisnett's trying to turn his foot smoker into a tourist attraction.
You can come see it. Bob Cook Road off Business 321, $1 admission.
In Maiden, Kristen Hampton, WBTV News 3.
It is not a crime in North Carolina to have your own body part just so long as it's for religious reasons. Now, we asked that man, Richard.
All right, Shannon, you're back on with us here in North Carolina. Now, you had said that you were thinking about leaving the area because you're constantly being approached by people. Is that right? And this is an old story. I mean, the YouTube video was posted in 2007. When did this originally happen?
It happened in 2007, September 2007, and I moved about 5.5 years ago, something to that effect. We moved. My mother had a vacation home in Stacy, North Carolina, on the coast, and my mother was 70 years old. She was living in a home by herself, and I asked mother if she'd like to go with us where we could go fishing, go to the beach, you know, hang out, have a good time, and she was like, sure, I'd love to get out of this lonely house, you know, so we packed our stuff, packed mother's stuff, and we left, and we come to the beach, and down here, I still don't go out in public very much because people still recognize me from being on TV so much.
Really?
And, yes. My name is a household name in Hollywood, California, and I've been told that many, many times.
What?
I have also created many television shows that were stolen from me by a Hollywood producer, which I will not announce, as I do have an attorney.
How did that happen, though? Can you talk about – all right. Well, first of all – are you going to drop some kind of a bombshell on us here? Like this, what the story we just watched was actually part of something much bigger. Like there was some kind of satanic cult or some kind of ritualistic sacrifice that the people in high levels of the media and police were in on, and they covered it up, and you were run out of town. I mean, that's what I thought. But
no,
was no, no nothing like that. Okay,
hold on. Okay, so I'm missing a couple of links here, Shannon,
yeah.
And maybe you could fill in the gaps for me. So, 2007 September, you find a foot. The call is made. The media finds out somehow about this. Maybe they were listening to the police dispatch or something like that. They found out. They picked up the story. Then you started getting more media attention beyond this about the foot. How did that translate into Hollywood producers stealing your ideas for television programs?
Well, let me first state this. When all this started and took place, I had a cell phone and my wife had a cell phone. They were 2 digits apart. Neither one of those stopped ringing for 5 minutes until about midnight. And I did radio shows all over the United States and Canada. I did interviews for magazines and newspapers all over the world, Australia, Germany, just all over, more places than I can name off without having all the info
sure.
in front of me. But the reason of my calling in tonight, I've been asked to run for president of the United States twice. My IQ is 163, which
wow.
I've been told my IQ is extremely high.
That is very high.
And I have a huge, wonderful plan to make this country great again, and make it shoulders above the rest.
Now, I want to know, how are you going to go up against a man like Vermin Supreme? I mean, in the presidential contest, there are some pretty serious contenders out there, and Vermin Supreme is one of them. He's been at it year after year. I mean, every 4 years, Vermin has thrown in his hat and has become more and more of a contender over time. And I'm just wondering, how are you going to respond to him?
Well, I've not had a chance to debate with him, which I would invite him any day, anywhere, anytime.
Oh, wow. I have to say, this would be an epic debate, having you, Shannon, versus Vermin Supreme. Now, where can people go? Is there a campaign website, or are you planning on running for president, or are you just being encouraged to run for president?
I'm trying my best to run for president of the United States, make this country great again for our future and our next generation, our children, your children's children, so forth and so on.
Are you going to try to tie the foot incident into the campaign slogans, like elect Shannon, he'll put a real foot up the country's butt, or something like that, something to kind of go with the celebrity that you've earned here to try to promote yourself?
I may do that. However, if anyone's interested and would like to see my personal views and look at my page, I have a group page.
Hang on. I want you to tell me more, but I want to have to bring it back. More with Shannon coming up.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with pure Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the six most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny Six Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-2945. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-2945. 1-800-514-2945.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, bring up whatever you want here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. They're all free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you. Most of the big name talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy it. freetalklive.com.
My Magic Mud. This is a tooth powder that I've been using for about the last week. And, Ian, you got a jar of it, too. I found it to be great. It removed, within the first four applications, it removed some very tough coffee stains from my teeth. Just got rid of them. And my mouth has a sort of a clean, polished feeling that it doesn't generally have after brushing my teeth. What it does is it removes plaque and detoxifies the mouth of bacteria that, of course, cause cavities and gingivitis and things like that. It gives you this thinnest, clean feeling every time you use it. It's gentle on the enamel. The ingredients of My Magic Mud are also used as dietary supplements, so it's not only an effective whitener, but it's safe to swallow. My Magic Mud is a teeth whitening powder that strengthens your teeth and promotes healthy gums. It reverses sensitivity and soothes any pain you may be dealing with. It was created by Jessica Armand, who I interviewed on the Edgington Post. She's a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three. And she'll be attending Porkfest this year. And My Magic Mud will be available there for purchase. You can actually try it out. If you are listening and you want to get My Magic Mud because I highly recommend this product. Your mouth hasn't felt like this before. MyMagicMud.com. On the website, you can listen to an interview with the biological dentist, Dr. Griffin Cole. He explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. It's made out of activated charcoal and bentonite clay, and it's really amazing stuff. MyMagicMud.com.
Shannon is with us still in North Carolina. Now, Shannon, you made headlines back in 2007 after finding a foot in a grill that you purchased from what appeared to be some sort of an auction of a storage unit. So just some junk from a storage unit was being sold. You got a grill out of the deal, and you didn't realize you were also getting a foot out of the deal as well. It was apparently inside the grill. Some portion of a leg was attached to said foot. The police were alerted. The media found out, and you ended up having to move out of the area with the hopes that the pressure from all the people in the area who wanted to talk to you when they saw you, you know, if you're out shopping or walking downtown, they were recognizing you, and it was getting to you. The level of celebrity that you'd had over this was frustrating. You tried moving. That apparently didn't solve the problem because you moved within North Carolina, and apparently there were still some people in the area to which you moved that were aware of you. You say that you are sort of like a celebrity there.
In Hollywood, California.
You
too.
Also claim that you are a celebrity in Hollywood, a household name, I believe you said, and that apparently you had some ideas for some television shows that some producers stole. And on top of all that, you plan on running for president is it the 2016 election that you're going to be running for president, or will be later on?
That's a big 10-4, 2016, buddy, 2016.
Now, you were about to give us your website or a group on Facebook somewhere where people could go to connect with you?
Yes, go to Facebook, and when you go to Facebook, you can look me up, Shannon Wisner, or you can type in the Pissed Off People's Party, 2016. That's my platform I created because the Republicans didn't like what I had to say, or excuse me, the Republicans didn't like what I had to say, the Democrats didn't like to have what I had to say, and the Libertarians didn't like what I had to say because of my stand on the death penalty. I think I could save all the states millions of dollars, all the inmates on death row. Why feed them and supply them medication and doctor on them if you're going to kill them? String them up right quick and get it over with. Stop the waiting. Save money.
Make them fight lions. Sell tickets.
Well, there's a way to generate some money.
Now, I've been asking a lot of the questions to your guys, and you've sort of been absorbing this. This is a big story. I mean, there's a lot going on here with Shannon. I'm wondering if you have any questions for him. I mean, we've got a presidential candidate on the lines with us here.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm backing away from the presidential candidate part of this. I would like to hear more, and I don't know how much you can say about it, but what happened with Hollywood? You said you're a household name in Hollywood. You had ideas for television shows. I know that is a dirty business filled with, you know, lots of really scummy people for sure. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened or what the television shows were, why they were stolen, anything like that?
I can tell you I pitched 15 television shows, and out of those 12 of those are on air right now, and they're doing extremely well.
Can you tell us any of them? Can you tell us the names of any of them?
I'll tell you a name of two, and one was pulled, and the other one they're having an issue with. Because of me, one was pulled, and the name of it was Airplane Repo. The other one was Dukes of Haggle, which they changed the name of it. And everything that I designed, created, and forwarded to this producer was not directed properly. So, in other words, if it was directed properly, they would all be huge hits. And I said my name was a household name in Hollywood, California, because I've been told that many, many, many times over and over and over again. They are making a documentary about what happened to me, and
you called tonight because you wanted to give Free Talk Live an exclusive interview because you are turning down the news channels that are coming and still trying to talk to them. I mean, what's amazing to me is that you would have this much attention here. 7 years later, almost seven whole years later on, why do you think this story has such legs?
Well, it won't die. The story will never go away. But the reason I called tonight was I wanted to fill you in on an incident that happened to me after my life was threatened by Mr. Robert Gilbert, which had a Facebook page. And he said that he did contract work for corporations. And apparently he didn't like what I had to say in my presidential campaign. And he admitted to working for someone that is running for president in 2016. He did not name said party. And I called the FBI. They blew it off like a leaf in the wind and tried to report it to them. So I called the sheriff's department. They sent out a deputy, and he filed a report. And I've called about every couple of weeks. I'll call this deputy, and he keeps giving me,
He's protecting the incumbency. He's protecting the political establishment. You know, Shannon, I have to say this is fascinating, and I would love to have you continue to check in on the road as the political campaign season heats up with us here on Free Talk Live.
I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that. And I would also invite y'all to keep my personal cell number and call me anytime you like. But I have some things in my hands that I would like to discuss with you if you got.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to have to do it at another time because we got to make room for other folks who want to get on the air here, Shannon. But thank you for the call tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you. Good luck in 2016. It's shaping up to be an interesting presidential campaign.
If you didn't like being mobbed over the footy found in the grill, he's sure not going to like the mobbing he gets once he's president.
Well, it sounds like he's sort of on one hand frustrated, but on the other hand must be embracing the publicity. And
I am interested in hearing from the First Lady.
All right, more coming up here. 855-453. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything that you want to discuss here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, whether it's isolation or finding a foot in a grill and then running for president with your newfound publicity. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
Brett is here courtesy of the School Sucks Project, and the School Sucks Project is a great website. It's got more than, you know, just a radio show on it. You also do a video version of your radio show, Brett. And there's a forum, as I understand it, that's fairly busy there with your listeners involved. And what else will be found at School Sucks Project?
Well, we moved the forum, as many people have, to Facebook at this point.
Really? You shut your forum down?
Yeah, it's still there, but it's like people just prefer to use the Facebook group.
Facebook. It's just destroying everything about the internet.
It's definitely destroying, website forums.
Yeah.
So people can go and join our group. It's called the School Sucks Project on Facebook. And it is, even though I'd like to have a very robust forum, there was the recent show that I posted, which was what Ty called in, this call-in show with the historian Thaddeus Russell. People were in there all day going back and forth, and I think that's great. Facebook is always open, so it's easy. You know, you can just you don't have to go and find a thread. Things pop up in your little notifications. You say, I'm following that. You go to that thread, and you just type. So it does have its advantages as far as connecting with other people on certain topics or issues.
It does.
And fighting with them, if you'd like. Or, you know, having a constructive conversation.
What is the thrust of the School Sucks project? What does it do?
Well, the first thing we did was we wanted to point out why school was so destructive. And I think we accomplished that. We return and hit on that once in a while. And we really want to make the distinction between school and education. When we talk about being against government school, people often say, but how will the children be educated? They're not being educated in government school, not in any meaningful, long-lasting, intrinsically motivated way. So we talk a lot about what education really is, and we try to give examples. We teach, you know, intellectual self-defense, like how to spot the BS of politicians or, you know, maybe even some religious or advertising things through logical fallacies. And we try to talk about self-education and also things like productivity, organization, things that we think can really help people.
And you can listen for free, and it's done produced at least weekly.
Yes, sometimes more than that. Yeah, yeah.
At schoolsucksproject.org.
.com.
Thank you. Schoolsucksproject.com. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Chris in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just sort of wanted to relay a personal story. I've been thinking about calling in for a few days now, and I just sort of thought that it was maybe like a touch of synchronicity with you guys talking about isolation and whatnot. So my story is not exactly related in the type of isolation you guys are talking about, but anyway, it's a positive story, so I just hope to share it, and hopefully maybe it reaches out to somebody out there. Anyway, my story is more about kind of maybe like emotional isolation, although that's not the important part. But anyway, I just, you know, for anybody out there that, you know, feels like that they are sort of cut off from everybody else, that they're really, really depressed, maybe I've got a good story for them. Anyway, maybe not a good story, but anyway. About 15 years ago, I had some, you know, a whole lot of like kind of traumatic events in my life, and it sort of set me down this path where I sort of cut myself off from everybody and sort of isolated myself, you know, not just like physically, you know, kind of becoming reclusive, but, you know, also emotionally too, like, you know, cutting myself off from family and friends and anything I had, burning every bridge. So, anyway, obviously that, does have significant consequences as you guys talked about, you know, things like, you know, even weird stuff like that, you know, how you lose your kind of concept of time and, you know, myself, I would just kind of like wallow alone in my room and, you know, not connect with anybody and time would just go by. But anyway,
flowers on the wall.
Yeah, yeah, just, you know, doing nothing, staring at the wall, you know, just letting time pass. Anyway, sorry, I got a little nervous too. You know, this, you know, took years. It just kind of got worse and worse, you know, eventually, like, you know, I started going like a little nuts, you know, going down like the conspiracy theory rabbit hole and, as so many probably do. On the bright side of that, it did lead me to, you know, your guys' show. But, you know, I would lose, like, it was kind of weird. You know, I would have, like, you know, in private when I was alone, I would have, like, no control over my, like, emotions. Like, I would think of things and either it would just make me, you know, feel terrible or I'd watch something on TV, you know, like, you know, some suffering and some faraway country or whatever, and like, you know, I would just burst into tears. But in social situations, I was totally cold. I felt like a sociopath. Like I had no, like I couldn't actually relate to people in any way, like anymore. Like I just totally wasn't even human anymore. You know, it got so bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, I'm just shocked by the story. So how has it changed for you? I mean, have you come
absolutely,
out of the shell?
Absolutely.
What happened?
Absolutely. It took a long time, but which is why I just wanted to try and share that story quick, because I know, especially myself, and I know anybody else in that same situation, You feel like, you know, if you do take a moment to just look at, you know, yourself from, you know, like just, you know, you feel like it's just getting worse and worse and there's no way out and nothing you do changes anything. And, you know, it just seems like such an insurmountable issue, because, you know, it's just this self-perpetuating thing. All these things just kind of get worse and worse. And anyway, recently, you know, as I say, it did take years and years of, you know, really trying hard to, you know, try to, like, kind of fix myself, I guess.
What was one of the techniques? I mean, when obviously you'd had a difficult time with people, but it was mostly self-imposed. You felt disconnected, separated from them. What did you do to change that?
Well, it's interesting because I think everybody always knows inside, like, what they need to do, you know, to you know, correct these, like, you know, issues or you know, like, they're just so afraid, right? So maybe they tell themselves for a while that, oh, that won't help or whatever the case may be. But you know in your heart that you have to just, like, in my case, you know, it was just, you know, forcing myself to just, like, go out and actually, like, interact with people. Because, I mean, as you guys, you know, I think it was Mark that mentioned earlier, just, you know, humans are social creatures, right? And, you know, even myself, where I was kind of introverted when I was younger, I didn't really feel I needed, you know, too much, like, social interaction. But it's just so incredibly important. Even just, like, a few words with somebody, you know, can slowly sort of get you out of that. So
what did you find yourself doing? I mean, give me one example real quick of what you did differently to reacclimate yourself to start connecting with people again.
Well, I guess it also relates to one of the things that I lost, because I kind of was moving around from city to city. I would never stay in one place. And I was always I played music when I was younger, and that was kind of the thing I did, you know. So what I started doing was trying to get back into that and going online and finding people to just randomly, you know, on Craigslist or something, just finding people to jam with. And I found, cool. you know, at least I didn't have to talk too much, you know, we could just meet and just play, you know, and let sort of the music sort of kind of break me out of my thing, you know?
Sounds like a good solution. Thanks for sharing your story tonight, Chris. I appreciate hearing from you. Just, you know, put some effort in and using the internet, something that some people say is disconnecting us from one another, using the internet as a tool to connect with other people you might not otherwise have met. I think that's pretty inspiring. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can bring up anything you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if.
They ask when.
So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time, even after consuming alcohol. And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers. Man, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled buyepicnights.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Remain here, but enough time for your call and thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Brett.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you on the website. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support what we're doing here, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Your amp dollars that you contribute will be doubled thanks to our generous contributors, our matching contributors. And we've got the Bitcoin bonus available right now. You join as a Free Talk Live amplifier, say for $5 a month, you'll get that $5 back in Bitcoin. If you want it. And if you don't want it, we appreciate that too. But if you'd like the Bitcoin, just send me your Bitcoin address after you sign up for the AMP program in my email box to ian@freetalklive.com, and I will get you the Bitcoin back. So a little bonus incentive for you to sign up. Of course, there's other incentives like the fact that you get access to the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only Facebook group, which has also been a good thing for Free Talk Live. You were talking about the School Sucks Project one, Brett, as well. People love Facebook right now, and so we've got an AMP-only group that's been doing very well. You'll get access to that as well as a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com.
So is this the Bitcoin back bonus?
Sure.
Is the benevolent Bitcoin back bonus?
It doesn't seem malevolent, so sure. Interesting news, breaking news, according to the Free State Project Facebook group, Matt Phillips just posted in there earlier this evening about the New Hampshire Progressive Summit 2014 coming up in New Hampshire. There will be some sort of a gathering of liberals, lefties, progressives, they're all going to be coming together to talk about various different topics. There are a few topics that have been announced for this, and one of them is all about the Free State Project. Here's their description of what it is that they're going to be discussing. The Free State Project's stated purpose is to move to New Hampshire, take over the state government, and create a libertarian ideal of utopia. Nearly 15,000 libertarians have already signed a letter of intent to move and are expected to do so when the FSP hits a target goal of 20,000 signers.
Can these people not do math?
What are you confused about?
Well, I mean, there's 1.4 million people in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
How can 20,000 people move into a state of 1.4 million and take over? What's the percentage there? Brett, you're the genius. 0.0001%?
Wait a minute. You're supposed to be the genius. I wasn't prepared for that, because when you're here, I take the night off.
I see.
But no, but I totally, I still think you're a genius, but I totally disagree with you here. I think you need far less people than that to have a major impact on the state. Now, taking a state over...
I don't
over,
think you're a genius anymore, because you need far fewer people than that.
Right. What did I say?
Less.
Oh.
Unacceptable.
Good heavens. Far fewer is
but
what
I agree with you, Brett,
yeah.
That you know, in this case, obviously 20,000 people aren't going to take over anything on their own. They'll have to influence people. They'll
right.
have to be active. They'll have to change people's hearts and minds. So there's a real task involved in this process. But nonetheless... they're afraid for a good reason, and I want to just let me share the rest of the description of what they're going to be talking about at the Progressive Summit, June 7th, at New England College in Henniker. They only have about five workshops, five workshops are proposed. I believe this is a one-day event, so probably an all-day-long sort of thing, and one of these five is about the Free State Project. So they're saying that the Free State Project is going to move 20,000 libertarians. Granite State Progress and a working group of community members have tracked the influence and structure of the Free State Project over the years, from their attempts to slash public services to their vast social network that helps identify housing, jobs, and political opportunities for early movers. Come learn what it's about, how they operate, and what you can do to protect your community.
Yeah, Free Staters, once all 20,000 would move into the state, would be 0.014% of the population,
mm-hmm.
which is probably about the percentage of Aborigines, Australian Aborigines that are in New Hampshire.
I think you're trying to distract from the real message here, Mark, and I think that what you're doing is not fair. The 20,000, and let's be realistic, it's not going to be 20,000. Some of those 20,000 are dead at this point. Some of them have forgotten they've signed up for the Free State Project. But let's just say 10,000 moves. You've still got more people, as far as activists are concerned. Probably with 10,000 people, you have more activists than the Republicans and Democrats do combined statewide.
I would say that we probably have as many activists currently as Republicans and as the Republicans or the Democrats. And honestly, many of the Republican activists were liberty-oriented activists already. The Republican here's what my claim is: the Republican activists in the state are outnumbered, and the Democrat activists are equal to the Free State Project members activists.
I don't know if there's any truth to that statement. I mean, if that were true, if there were that many libertarian activists here, then we'd have candidates running in every race. And according to Daryl W. Perry, people being active as liberty-minded people. According to Daryl W. Perry, 43% of the state rep races are they're unchallenged. They're just incumbents running against no one. So obviously, there's a lot of room for activism.
They're very concentrated. Most Free State Project members live in Manchester. There are only so many house
Most
seats.
Of them? I don't know if that's true either.
A good percentage of Free State Project.
A good
project.
Percentage, sure.
So, are you willing to go half?
No way.
Are you willing to go 40%?
No.
30?
I would say there's no more than a couple hundred in the Manchester area.
All right. Well, they're not as spread out as you might imagine. For one, they tend to be in households. There's about 1,500 movers at this point. Many of those movers are spouses of movers who, you know,
I don't want to get lost in the weeds on this. The reason I brought up this as an example here is that this sort of thing has never happened to libertarians.
No.
When has the Republicans or Democrats, the establishment party, ever had any kind of a presentation or a workshop in this case on the threat of the Libertarian Party? It's never happened, because the Libertarian Party has never been a threat to any of the political establishments anywhere in the United States ever in its history. In its 40-year-long history, it's never been a threat. So there's never been a response like this. But the Free State Project has been called the single greatest threat to the state by one of the state representatives, who, by the way, is a part of this Granite State Progress group. They formed a subgroup now called Our State Project. and that group will be opposing Free State Project candidates and attempting to out Free State Project candidates in this election season.
There's another aspect, too, and I agree with what you're saying, but there might be something else that's driving it. You said these are progressives, right?
This is their own claim. Okay. This is a progressive summit.
Right, but that's also the language of progressives, that something, in order for them to justify their existence and their actions, something else is a threat. And it turns out everything is a threat because people are stupid and helpless. And that's why you need progressives in your life. So if it's funny how powerless some of the groups are that they claim they're defending you from. But this libertarian threat has been something that progressives are pushing now for years in some places. But because of what's going on in New Hampshire, I think that's contributing to its intensity.
Yeah, I mean, they're really scared. I mean, they know that something here is happening, and it's a real movement with a real influence. There's no, of the five different workshops they have, there's no workshop about how to deal with Republicans.
Right.
It's the libertarians that are the threat to the state. We're the ones who are the threat to the status quo. And so I think it's fascinating. It'll be interesting. Hopefully somebody will be able to attend this and, you know, sort of infiltrate, if you will, and sort of get the lay of the land for what their plan is. And that should be interesting to learn more about as time goes on. Let's go to David. He's in Kalamazoo. By the way, Free State Project, go to freesteteproject.org. I brought that up as an excuse to tell you about the Free State Project, which is an idea of moving liberty-minded people to the same place and getting active. Obviously, it's already working because they are scared. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. You know, you're talking about competing against Republicans and Democrats as libertarians. I've known Michael Badnarik for a number of years, and before Michael was a libertarian candidate for the presidential candidate, we talked about what Bill Clinton did, which had never happened in this country. Do you know how the Republicans lost position? It was because Bill Clinton was able to mobilize a voting populace that had historically never voted. And he did that through promising benefits. And one of the issues that we as libertarians are dealing with politically is that we want to take our government back and take away benefits from people who are surviving on benefits. You're going to scare the dog mess out of Democrats. You're also going to scare the dog mess out of Republicans when you talk about releasing prisoners from prisons who have not committed crimes against other people. What we've got to do is stop trying to recruit Republicans and recruit Democrats. You've got to go after the non-voting populace. And
yeah, I think that's true. Independents, at least here in New Hampshire, independents are the key to winning any election. I mean, the majority of voters in most places, as I understand it here in New Hampshire, are undeclared. They are neither a Republican or Democrat. And thanks, David. I wish we had more time, but we're out of it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and check out schoolsucksproject.com for more of Brett's Free Talk Live.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. toxicpharmacist.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.